This is a CBC podcast.
Hi, I'm Brent Bambury, host of Day 6. Every Saturday morning, you can count on us to bring you surprising angles on the big stories of the week. And we do that with a wide range of topics, from arts and culture to politics, sports, international news, and what's going on right here at home. Day 6 is a lively and playful look at the week that was. Grab the podcast or stream the show. You can find all the links at cbc.ca/day6.
From the Centennial Theatre in Vancouver, where everyone is super mellow and centered and zen and chill, unless you put your knapsack on a seat on the SkyTrain and then they will end you, it's The Irrelevant Show!
Hi, welcome to the Kitsilano Cafe, home of Vancouver's best coffee. What can I get you?
Yeah, I'd like a half-calf extra sweet mochaccino with an extra shot of espresso.
Sorry, in the time you took to order that, the cafe was sold. We're now a sushi bar.
What?
Yeah, things move pretty fast in Vancouver. So, irashimase. Welcome. What would you like?
I guess I'll get a couple pieces of sockeye salmon nigiri and a BC roll.
Oh, I'm sorry. You took too long again. We're now a marijuana dispensary.
Oh, come on.
You seem anxious. We might be able to help with that.
You know what? Fine.
We're now a co-op bicycle repair shop.
What?
Now we're an organic backpack store.
What does that even mean?
Now we're condos.
Condos?
Yeah. You're standing in a one-bedroom half-bath with a view of another one-bedroom half-bath directly across from you.
I don't want...
It's going for only $300,000.
That's way too expensive.
Now it's $400,000.
How could it go up that fast?
$500,000.
I'll take it.
Great, just sign this paperwork.
All right.
Can I get you anything while you're doing that? Water, a coffee?
The coffee's free?
Of course.
Score!
In a few weeks, the face and voice of CBC Television News will change.
And that's The National for this Monday night. I'm Peter Mansbridge. Thanks for watching.
After Canada Day, Peter Mansbridge is stepping down. In his 29 years as CBC TV's chief correspondent, Peter Mansbridge has covered everything from the fall of the Berlin Wall to 9/11 to Canada's Olympic glory. Through it all, the good, the bad, and the Trump, he has been the steady voice of CBC News. And now, the CBC is auditioning replacements.
National auditions. Sam Elliott.
This week's hailstorm closed major highways in Atlantic Canada. Dozens of motorists were forced to abandon their vehicles. Except the ones driving the Ram 7500. The Ram 7500 has the strength of a bear, the determination of a wolverine, and the patience of a rattlesnake. It maneuvers with the crisp assurance of an old-timey barber wielding a straight razor under the watchful gaze of his faithful hound dog, Cooter.
National auditions. Joni Mitchell.
This morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached its highest point in 7 months. Most of the growth was in the energy sector, especially renewables.
National auditions. Robert Munch.
This week, a hailstorm hit Atlantic Canada. It broke car windows. Smash, 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 smash. And knocked down power lines. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Freak, smash. And there were lots of car accidents. Drive, 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 slide, look out, Gerald, smash. Honk.
National auditions. Lorena McKennitt.
Last night in Miami, the Canucks lost again. That's seven games without a win. They lack scoring punch. Could it be time to think about trading the Twins?
All right, let's take a break and pick this up later.
Tuesday night is the night. I wait for Steven to fall asleep, and then I go.
I told myself that I had it under control, but I don't. Sometimes the ache gets so bad, I go 2-3 times a week.
I know it's wrong, but the rush I get, I've never felt anything like it.
Password.
Ian Somerhalder.
Coming to the documentary channel. The pretty little problem no one wants to discuss.
Hi, what's it gonna be tonight?
Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries, yes!
The crippling addiction women won't talk about.
Yes, I am an adult woman who loves teenage dramas.
I bring the dips. That's my part of it. Sometimes squares, but usually dips.
See the documentary the Toronto Journal calls something you didn't want to know your mom was doing.
I know I have a problem. I'm watching television shows that have attractive werewolves as the main characters. How did I get here?
My favorite show has a leading man who was born in 1999. I know how wrong that is. No one born in the 90s should be on TV. They should be at home in diapers because they're babies. I'm watching babies.
In one episode of Apocalypse Vampire Riders, the plot was attractive 20-year-olds playing attractive teens asking each other to apocalypse prom. I'm a partner in a law firm, for God's sake.
Why do I watch this stuff? I ask myself that question every day.
I think part of it is the freshness of the actor's skin. They have lots of real hair, just mounds of it.
I like all the kissing. They're always kissing. It'll be a funeral and everyone's still mostly just kissing.
The stakes are super high and everyone is some kind of secret monster, like a vampire or a witch.
Or a centaur or a demon hunter.
Or a banshee or a scarecrow that comes alive in the moonlight.
In adult shows, everyone's just a doctor. I'm a doctor. I don't need to see more doctors.
It's a world of shame and deceit.
When I'm at work, I have to pretend to know about shows like Downton Abbey and The Good Wife.
I can't tell anyone outside the club.
My husband thinks I'm training for my pilot's license. At some point, he's gonna expect me to fly a plane.
A viewing habit that won't let go.
For some of us, it's an every night thing now. Monday nights, we watch Teen Wolf. Tuesday is The 100. Wednesday is Pretty Little Liars. Thursday is Vampire Diaries.
Once, we watched all of Dawson Creek in one sitting. 126 episodes, and I never left the Chesterfield. Not for anything.
But now the women are scared. There's a new show that's proving too addictive.
It was all just light, fluffy fun until Riverdale came out.
Riverdale is more than some of the gals can handle.
There's Goth Jughead, Hot Miss Grundy, Luke Perry as Archie's dad.
You watch just a few minutes and then you're hooked. And that's what scared us and convinced us to break up this group.
Will I be able to stay away? I hope so.
Super guilty pleasures.
But I need to know who killed Jason Blossom!
Coming soon to the documentary channel.
Please tell me. I need to know.
I need it!
Listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, or maybe on your phone on the CBC Radio app. Ooh!
We're coming to you today from the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver.
If you live in North Central Alberta, or East North Central Alberta, you have a couple more chances to see us this season.
We'll be at the Lougheed Performing Arts Center on Thursday, April 20th.
And we'll record our season finale Friday, April 21st at the Arden Theatre in Edmonton with musical guest Success 5000.
For information on those shows, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Be careful, though. Be careful with that internet.
Come on, let's go.
Wait, I just need to send this message.
Really?
Yeah, it'll just take a second. I type in my password and I take a look. I have 10 notifications waiting on Facebook. I'm scrolling down the feed and someone copied me. A list of greatest TV shows in history. Which Star Trek captain do I think I am? Oh look, there's Patrick Stewart talking to a lamb. Cut meat out of your diet, you'll reduce your fat. And now somehow I'm looking at a video of cats.
What's so funny?
Oh, nothing.
You're not watching a cat video, are you?
No. Yes.
Let's go.
I just need to send this message. I just got a friend request from someone named Heather. Just give me a second, I should check the weather. I'm on the weather channel searching barometric pressure. Now I'm reading something about Edward the Confessor. Oh look, there's a list of this year's baby names, which leads me to the Curling Hall of Fame. Then I click on parrots playing darts, and that's how I end up back on videos of cats.
Whoa, he jumped on the baby!
Are you watching another cat video?
Yeah. But I didn't mean to.
Okay, we gotta go.
I just need to send this message. This time I'm going to do it. I won't get confused. I'm going to send this message. What's this in the news? A car crash, a murder, a vast conspiracy. I need to check if that is real. Now where can I be? I'm on a site in Russian. How did I get here? A picture of a shirtless guy named Vladimir. How to make a great poutine. 7 foods to clean your spleen. And the weirdest plastic surgery you've ever seen. This old actor still looks hot. Do you know your stars are not? What does your star sign say? Alien spaceship on display. Lizard people here on Earth. Toast that looks like Colin Firth. Billionaire and wife divorce. MG, a dancing horse. See a dog jump off the floor when his dad walks through the door. Then I'm back to videos of cats once more.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'd like to deposit this check.
How did you get in here?
I walked through the door.
That's a door? Really? Huh. I guess that's why I felt my blood run cold when you came in.
I'd like to deposit this check into my checking account, please.
You know we have an app, right? You can just deposit the checks right from your smartphone?
Oh, yeah, I do that sometimes.
Oh, you do that sometimes, but not today.
Yeah, no, I just thought I'd do it in person today. So here's my debit card.
Sorry, I'm just trying to understand how we arrived here. You have the app. You use online banking. You use it sometimes, but not today. What, was the pure convenience of the app too much for you?
No, it's totally great.
I'm sorry. I am so confused. You don't have to come in here. Like, do you understand how many stages of convenience you had to circumvent to be standing here? You had to ignore the online banking. And then you had to choose not to use the banking app that lets you take a picture of the check with your phone and magically transport the money into your account. You also had to ignore the two outside ATM machines and the two inside ATM machines. Then you had to negotiate the mouse maze of stanchions and ropes, all in order to be standing here right now, accosting me.
I'm not... I hadn't left the house yet today. I wanted to get out for a few minutes.
Okay. See, now I'm really lost. You were in your house and you wanted to get out? Why would you leave your house? You own sweatpants, right?
Yeah, I was wearing them earlier today.
Okay, so you were at home, in your home, wearing sweatpants, and you just thought, I'm gonna put on real pants and go wander the streets, just loose in the streets, looking for errands? And you thought, I'm going to find a teller and initiate a conversation face to face.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Okay, give me the check. I don't even know if I know how to do this anymore. I guess I have to boot up the computer?
Oh, I don't mind. I've got time.
Oh, we've established that. You made that perfectly clear when you came in person.
So, how's your day going?
Ma'am, I'm currently trying to figure out how to deposit this check analog style, and your silence would be appreciated.
That's a nice watch. Where did you...
Ma'am? If I wanted to engage in pleasant in-person chitty chat, I would not have become a bank teller.
So, seriously, no one comes in here? Not even, like, old people?
My Nana is 95, and she does all of her banking on her smartphone in her sweatpants like a normal person because she's not a monster.
But isn't it kind of fun? Isn't it kind of exciting to be wearing real pants?
No, I find them constricting.
Did you see La La Land yet?
It was a delight.
Right? I thought so too.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Do you see what just happened?
No.
We had a little conversation.
No.
Like human beings. Like no. Friends.
No, we didn't. No.
We did.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've deposited your check.
Wow. Do you feel that?
What?
Our rapport. We've created a rapport.
No, we haven't. Your check is in. Now please leave.
Well, that was great. A little face-to-face moment. That wasn't so bad. I guess I'll see you when? Next payday?
I better not. I better not see you.
Oh, I'm coming in. The real pants are going back on in 2 weeks' time, next payday.
No, please no.
Mm-hmm. And you know why? Because I like you. You're my banker friend. We get together in the community space of the bank and just shoot the breeze.
No.
See you soon, Jenny.
Wait, how did you know? No, no. The name tag!
You're watching NSN, the national sports network. Coast to coast to coast to coast. 24/7, across the country, we've got you covered.
Welcome back to NSN, and it's time to take a look at the top national sports in our National Sports Roundup. I'm joined by our panel, Randy, Jeff, and Steph. Hi, gang.
Good to be here.
Hi.
Hi, Tanya.
Lots of national stories to talk about this week. So, panel, let's jump right in.
Leafs.
And last word to Steph.
Vancouver Canucks.
Huh?
Are playing the Leafs Thursday.
Leafs!
Great stuff, panel. We'll be back with more of your national sports at the top of the clock. Leafs, you later.
All right, national anchor auditions, day 53. Let's see here, who's next? Yes, Mr. Shatner.
Now, do I talk now?
Whenever you're ready, sir.
The Oxford Dictionary has announced its words for the years of 2016. The word is dumpster fire. It joins past words of the year, hashtag tweet, cyber, and metrosexual. The front runner for 2017 is Shatner.
National audition, Diana Krall. All right. I'm gonna stop you there. National audition, Gilbert Gottfried.
If you see one film at TIFF this year, see The Waters. Meryl Streep plays Deborah, a woman who walks away from her hectic life and sets off on a journey of spiritual self-discovery. Streep plays Deborah with a quiet vulnerability. Truly a triumph of nuance, grace, and understatement.
National auditions, Celine Dion.
There's a Walmart coming to Westbrook, Manitoba. Westbrook, Manitoba. A new Walmart store. A new Walmart store. A new Walmart store.
National auditions, Hunter S. Thompson.
A wheezing, howling cacophony of calliope, bagpipes, and the tormented souls of the damned. A psychedelic panorama of men and fezzes driving tiny cars. And in the distance, the grim drumbeat of the testosterone-fueled harbinger of doom, marching ever closer, as if the frozen corpse of Walt Disney had vomited a circus onto the streets. And the tranquilized citizens applaud in stunned confusion, bordering on panic. Another successful Canada Day parade.
Listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
Amy Shostak,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Ulf and music maestro Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Carly Heffernan, Chris Wilson, Sam Mullins, and Peter Carlone, and head writer Neil Gron. Recording engineer is Corey Haberstock, with assistance from Susanna Valente. The show is mixed and edited by Ray Buxton. The senior producer of CBC Radio Comedy is Tracy Rideout. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver!
If you live in the Camrose area, The Irrelevant Show is coming to you. We're performing the best of The Irrelevant Show, 30 of our most popular sketches, Thursday the 20th at the Lougheed Center in Camrose. For tickets, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Next week, meet a professional wrestler who learns all his killer moves from his infant daughter. He calls himself The Baby.
He's never gonna know what hit him. First, I'm gonna start crying and raise my arms up like I want to be picked up and comforted. Then when he leans over, I'm gonna smash him under the chin with my head.
Whoa, he'll never see that coming.
And that's when I go for the kill. I'm gonna put my little hands up to his face and I'm just gonna pat him gently on the cheek. Pat, 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 pat. And I'm gonna look deeply in his eyes and then I'm gonna sneeze in his mouth.
Oh, sneezed right in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to 3 days of waiting for the flu symptoms to show up.
The Baby, next week on The Irrelevant Show. For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.